Once again, everyone, good evening and welcome into the Area High School Basketball Game of the Week broadcast. Taken Trahoon, Michael Deeker here from Osage City, Kansas, as we are just about set for action. Our officials taking the court. Michael, you got something?
What did I tell you on Friday night after we concluded? You know, we were looking forward to coming up here, and I mentioned the band, and they have not missed a beat
since the last time I've been up here. They were fantastic. I would argue, with all due respect to every school we go to, that might have been one of the best national
anthems we've seen.
They've got numbers.
But that means a heck of a bunch.
That was a heck of a performance. Got to give them a lot of credit there. Again, the Osage City High School Band doing the honors there as stepping into the center circle here at half court. Obviously, for the Bulldogs, it's going to be the 6'1 freshman, Madeline Wilson. In there is 6'1 junior, Campbell Stark, for the Osage City Lady Indians, who win the faceoff. Immediately goes to Spies, who fires a three from the right wing. It's no good. Osage City collects the rebound. Back to Spies now. Down on the right block. Up and over the top of the defense. Campbell Stark puts it in off the glass for two. It's Osage City 2. Chase County nothing. 20 seconds gone here in the first quarter. Now a little full court pressure being applied by the Lady Indians. Trying to get into the front court is Leah Francis. Francis matching up with the other number one on the court, Sadie Shoemaker. Hands it off to Alexis DeLong now for Chase County. DeLong trying to go to the right side. It'll be dribbled off the foot of Georgia Kitzelman, and it'll stay with Chase County. Inbounding for the Bulldogs will be Leah Francis in front of the Osage City bench. Bulldogs going from left to right here as we see the action on the visitor side of the gymnasium. Down low in the post, firing up the shot was Wilson. It goes over the top. Misses on the putback. Does Lily Hinkson, and then trying to go for the rebound there was Wilson. We're going to get a foul called against Osage City. See who they give this to. That is going to go against Greta Crawford for a push in the back on the rebound attempt. That is just her first, team's first. 7:08 remaining here in the first quarter, and a turnover off the inbound for a turnover across half court. Hinkson steals it back after it was intercepted by Shoemaker. And Chase County back on the attack across half court. Now comes Leah Francis. Francis goes right side into the hands of DeLong. Now on the baseline, trying to feed it to Avery Beyer, but Beyer was too close to the boundary, steps out. And it'll be another turnover here to Osage City.
Yeah, Lady Indians really bringing high intensity to this early moments of this ballgame.
Emery Spies leads it across half court for the Lady Indians. Now at the foul line with it, driving to the rim is Greta Crawford. Can't hit the bunny. Rebound ripped down by Wilson for Chase County. She's going to try and take it end to end. Gets cut off at the baseline. Goes to Hinkson left side. Now worked right side to Francis. Back down in the post position. Wilson up and over the top and in.
We mentioned Wilson. We kind of had her. We got to see her really play against Northern Heights, and really a big proponent of that victory. And as mentioned earlier, that is the reason they are 8-0.
Greta Crawford at the foul line goes up top to Spies. Fires a three, but it's altered by Hinkson. And the ball picked up by Wilson. Now across half court again with it is Beyer. She hands off to Francis. Francis goes towards the basket. Nice pass, right block into the hands of Wilson, who gets grabbed on the wrist by Campbell Stark.
Oh, they're going to go against Greta Crawford.
Really, that's Crawford. I didn't even think she was in the vicinity.
Stark was kind of away from the ball, and they Wilson was posting up on Crawford, and apparently they had a little bit too much body contact.
Hinkson off the inbound, fires a three from the left corner. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Campbell Stark. She'll give it to Spies. Spies across half court. Right side to Kitzelman now. At the foul line in the hands of Crawford. Crawford goes in. Nice bounce pass to the right block and a finish off the glass by Campbell Stark. Stark has four. It's 4-2. Osage City, 5.5 remaining in the first quarter. Good post penetration here so far by the Lady Indians, Mike.
Yeah, they've got great ball movement that's generating that open look down low. Obviously, they're not afraid to shoot it from beyond as well.
Well, Wilson, I don't think, was expecting the pass from Francis as she got it and then started to try and get her motion going, but took three steps before the ball ever hit the court. So it'll be a turnover to Osage City yet again. Some simple mistakes here by the Lady Bulldogs in the early going.
Absolutely. And, of course, Osage City, I mean, they're 5-2, but they're two-point losses to undefeated teams in Lebo and Mission Valley.
Kitzelman goes right block to Crawford. Over the top of Wilson and in. Sorry, that was Stark. Campbell Stark over the top of Wilson, off the glass and in. She has all six of Osage's points here in this first quarter, 4:50 remaining. Another miscue here by Hinkson to Francis leads to a turnover and an easy layup left side for Julia Kitzelman, who's checked into the Osage City lineup for the first time. And then a walk will be called by Leah Francis.
It's five turnovers now, and they're just kind of looking out of sorts against this aggressiveness by these Lady Indians so far in the first three and a half to play.
Three of the last turnovers in the last minute and a half. Baseline inbounds now coming from Spies off the right side of the basket. She lobs it up top to Kitzelman. That's Georgia Kitzelman. Back to Spies, right side. Fires it left wing to Lexi Boss. Boss, the 5'8 sophomore, takes a three. It's good! Lexi Boss for three. It's 11-2 Osage City.
I'd call a timeout right here. You've got a lot of momentum here by Osage City, but we'll see what they go.
Amber Roush is cool as a cucumber on her bench as Francis will have it poked away at half court. We got a jump on the ball. Spies has it out of the pile up. Now at the top of the key, she circles around right side. She was trying to find Stark on the right block. It gets intercepted by Lily Hinkson, who gets tripped up coming across half court. And it looks like Julia Kitzelman, she might be a little banged up there, as there was a dog pile on that ball, and she was right on the bottom of it. She's grabbing at her head. And Coach, we might need to get a look at that. That's not a good sign. Now into the Chase County lineup comes the 5'4 senior Maya Dorsey. She inbounds it in front of the scorer's table. Ball free. Down low. Puts it up and in. Does Alexis DeLong. Point-blank shot.
Was not the prettiest of plays coming on that sideline throw-in. I've let the little razzle-dazzle work, though. Into the 9-0 run by Osage City.
On the opposite end, Osage City back on the attack, firing the shot. Was Georgia Kitzelman. She misses. Rebound goes to Chase County. And a turnover on the opposite end. Diving for the ball yet again was Julia Kitzelman, and she's a little slow to get up. Nonetheless, Osage City comes up with it. Spies has it, dribbles behind the back, up top now to Georgia Kitzelman. She's being harassed by Dorsey, gets inside the lane and throws it away. Dorsey in the perfect position. On the breakaway now goes Avery Byer. She gets rejected by Julia Kitzelman, who gets banged to the floor again.
Hustle points, Tegan. Points on every single play for the ladies in white.
Sadie Shoemaker checks in. Georgia Kitzelman sits down for the Lady Indians, who are in their home whites with red numbers and trim, as Alexis DeLong misses the three-footer from the left side, rolls over the top into the hands of Osage City. Spies again bringing it up. Chase County in their road blacks with red numbers and white trim, as down low on the opposite end, right block. Campbell Stark was trying to finish a great pass off the block and gets called for the travel. I'm surprised there was no foul called either way on that one. There was so much contact in that scrum.
Yes, Stark was getting some coaching from Coach Kirkpatrick and saying, hey, be strong with the ball. And she slapped her wrist saying, hey, there was more to that than just me moving my feet.
DeLong tries a hook shot from the right block. Gets her own rebound, fires the jumper. It's no good. Putback attempt hits the underside of the basket by Dorsey. And Kitzelman comes up with it. That's Julia Kitzelman. Shoemaker. Top of the key, three is good. Sadie Shoemaker makes it 14-4. It's a 10-point lead now for Osage City with 2:09 remaining in this first quarter. It's been all Lady Indians this first 6 minutes. Another turnover on the Chase County end. Spies across half court. Thought about a three. Won't take it now. Left block goes to Stark, who gets chopped across the top of the head. And so she'll go for two. The foul is going to go against Madeline Wilson, the 6'1 freshman. That's her first, team's first. Osage City with three fouls thus far. At the line now is Campbell Stark. Puts it up. Rolls around. Falls through. It's good. Stark leading all scorers right now with 7 points. It's 15-4 Osage City as Leah Francis checks back in for Chase County. Maya Dorsey takes a seat. Francis again, the 5'4 senior. And Stark, nothing but net on the second attempt. She has eight. Literally half the points for Osage City as they now lead it 16-4, a minute 45 remaining. Sadie Shoemaker pokes it out of bounds out of the hands of Leah Francis. It'll stay with Chase County. She inbounds from in front of the Osage bench. Ball gets knocked around on the inbound. Now DeLong has it. Drives baseline. Goes left wing. Inside the arc. 18-footer is no good by Lily Hinkson. But the rebound by Leah Francis. And then we're going to get contact as Sadie Shoemaker got banged to the floor. And they're going to call Shoemaker for the block. So yeah, that'll be Shoemaker's first, team's fourth.
You know, if you play, you know, one more level up, I mean, that's probably getting reviewed. It was no intent right there, but
no.
Just in the act of shooting, unfortunately,
that shoulder
Shoemaker got caught with an elbow.
Yeah. Well, nonetheless, going to the line for two is Francis. She misses on the first of two. Score 16-4, Osage City, with a minute 34 remaining in this first quarter. Francis sets for the second, puts it up. That one falls through. Leah Francis on the score sheet as Osage City back on the attack. Stark to Georgia Kitzelman. She fires a long two. It won't go, but she is fouled. But they're going to say it's actually on the floor. I don't
that
think
like
that's
it was
correct.
The act of shooting, but nonetheless.
Hey, Garrett Metcalf says that's what it is. I'm going to go with him. Left corner, three on the way by Spies. Falls, hits nothing but net.
Osage City missed their first 2 3-point attempts, but they're now a perfect 3-for-3 in their last, now 3 out of 5.
Shoemaker, Spies, and Boss all with a three tonight. 1:05 remaining in this first quarter. It's 19-5. Osage City now under 60 to go, and Madeline Wilson will take a little bit of a step and have the team's ninth turnover of this first quarter. That is going to be a talking point in the quarter break, Mike.
Yeah, between the turnovers and getting out hustled for some balls, and yeah. you got to move your feet on defense and get a body on those outside shooters.
50 seconds remaining. Stark has it right block. Goes up, puts it in, and one. She was fouled by Madeline Wilson. Give Wilson credit. She was trying to make a play there. She had an eye on the ball, but as Stark was turning into it, she just got the hand. Already double figures for Stark here in the first quarter. Puts up the extra point. It's good. Has not missed a shot.
And it hurts because that's the second foul on Wilson. You can't have her in foul trouble if you want to try and keep up with Osage City here this evening.
The 6'1 freshman has been a difference maker. Foul line jumper by Wilson. Sinks it. Stops the bleeding momentarily. But Osage City back on the attack. Chase County needs a stop here as they trail it 22-7. 25 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Up top with it now is Spies. She'll drive in, and we're going to get a lane violation. 3 seconds in the lane. I believe that was on Stark. The signal given by Marshall Tanking, first-year varsity official. Madeline Wilson gets into the front court into the hands of Leah Francis. Francis to the long right wing. Back to Wilson, overshoots the layup. Hinkson's putback is good, and one for Hinkson. A little tit for tat there. Chase County. That's Hinkson's first points of the ball game. Now 22-9. 7.2 remaining in the first quarter. Hinkson puts up the extra point, and that's nothing but net. Beautiful shot. Hinkson now with three. 5 seconds on the clock. Spies drives in, turns it over. Half court heave by Francis will not get there, and that does it for one. At the end of the first quarter, it's Osage City 22, Chase County 10. Take a quick break, come back, and at the start of the second quarter here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
At the start of the second quarter, it's 22-10. Osage City leading Chase County in what was really, for at least the majority of that first quarter, an all Osage City. I mean, that they really came out ferociously.
Yeah, absolutely, and they really set the tempo for those first 8 minutes, and now that's why they find themselves with that 12-point advantage.
Yeah. Well, Chase County will possess it to start the second quarter of action. Left side with it is Madeline Wilson trying to back down the defender. Fires the jumper over the defense. It hits back iron, bops out. And we're going to get a push on the rebound by Chase County. I think that's going to go against Leah Francis. No, they're going to actually say it was Alexis DeLong. So that'll be DeLong's first, team's fourth.
Greta Crawford sits on the bench with five fouls. Actually, no, she's out there. Or, excuse me, two fouls.
I was going to say.
Fouls. Two fouls.
She's not coming back, and she got five.
She's wearing number five. The
yes, just, yes. It's okay.
Not hardwired very well today.
Hey, you're doing great, buddy. Left corner three, Sadie Shoemaker with her second made three.
Four straight makes from beyond for Osage City.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if you are Amber Roush, you're telling your team we've got to shut down that perimeter. And Madeline Wilson's going to turn it over on the opposite end. She was trying to find Lily Hinkson, I believe, on the baseline, but Hinkson wasn't there. It's often a strange play when your 6'1 freshman can't see over the heads of everyone else. She got her vision obscured. And it's another turnover here as Campbell Stark adding to her impressive total. Now with 13 points in the first half. Chase County looking to answer as they trail it by 17, 27-10. 6:45 remaining in the first half. DeLong, kind of a desperation shot, gets it altered, and it's taken away by Emery Spies. Left side for Osage City, Georgia Kitzelman drives in, and she'll get fouled by Leah Francis before her layup attempt. So that will be Francis's first, team's fifth. Taking a seat is Alexis DeLong. Back into the Chase County lineup, actually for the first time tonight, as...
Who else? Tegan, who
else? Campbell Stark adding to her total with a great layup off the right side.
Lucky got Chase County got lucky right there. The inbound went off the head of Avery Beyer, but a foul called nonetheless.
Number 40 checks in for Chase County. Don't have her listed on my roster here. Got to find her real fast. It's Chase County back on the attack. Avery Beyer bounce pass at the foul line to Madeline Wilson.
Addison Hatcher.
Thank you. Left side now. Leah Francis goes to Beyer, who almost loses it at half court. Gets it back. Now to Wilson. Foul line jumper is off the mark. Rebound goes to Georgia Kitzelman. Top of the three key by Spies is a little long, but the rebound is collected by Stark. Back to Spies. She's going to try it again, and that one hits the front. No good on either attempt. So four straight makes, two straight misses. A stolen at half court. Georgia Kitzelman in no hurry. Layup right side, and Kitzelman is in the score sheet for the first time tonight. 31-10 now the lead for Osage City. 5.5 remaining in the first half, and man, Chase County has come out a little flat here in this first half. Addison Hatcher fires a shot over the top of the defense, but it just hits side iron.
Amber Roush does not look very pleased with the output so far in the first 11 minutes.
Well, the ball went off an Osage City player, so it stays with Chase County. Avery Beyer going to try the three from the top of the right side. It's no good. Rebound fought for and won by Georgia Kitzelman. Lead pass down the lane, too long. Overshot her intended target in Campbell Stark. Give Emery Spies some credit. She tried to make up for it and catch it, but it goes out of bounds. Turnover to Chase County. Full court pressure again being applied here by Osage City as Wilson gets into the front court to Hinkson. Hinkson trying to go around Shoemaker, has her shot knocked away by Campbell Stark, and then she rejects the putback by Hatcher, and ooh, man. Fighting for the rebound, Lily Hinkson goes head over tea kettle and hits the deck hard, but she popped right up, so that's a good sign. Very physical first half thus far here. 4:54 remaining in the first half. It's 31-10 Osage City. Thus far, Chase County hasn't scored. They have been shut out the first 3.5-plus minutes. Jump ball will be caught as Haddison Hatcher gets tangled up with Campbell Stark, and they're going to say a possession arrow goes to the Lady Bulldogs.
It's a 21-point ball game, 31-10, and Osage City has found themselves with two 9-0 runs currently in the midst of that second one.
Leah Francis doesn't get called for the foul, but it looked like she kind of put the arm out and pushed Sadie Shoemaker to the ground.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they did not call that offensive.
Yeah, well, Campbell Stark will pick up her first foul as she tried to get the ball back. She chopped a wrist. Going to the line is Haddison Hatcher as getting some substitutions here. A near full shift change for Osage City. Julia Kitzelman back in as Hatcher puts up the first of two. It's good. Correction, with that foul, Osage City now in the bonus, or Chase County now in the bonus, so it's a one-and-one opportunity. Hatcher gets the first of, or the front end, and misses the back end. Rebound won by Chase County and quickly taken away by Osage City in the form of Lexi Boss. And they'll turn it right back over. Spies was trying to find Boss right side. Down the other way, Leah Francis. Three quick points there for Chase County. We'll force a 30-second timeout by Osage City coach Chris Kirkpatrick. We're going to take a quick break ourselves, catch our breath, come back with more. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. It's 31-13 Osage City.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Contact Teal at 785-528-3912.
Out of the timeout, Emery Spies has it, brought it across half court for Osage City. They lead things right now, 31-13. Ball comes free in the lane. Spies picks it up on the right side of the floor, now being harassed. Go near half court, try and reset things here. Nice crossover, goes left side into the hands of Lexi Boss. Boss gets cut off on the baseline, and we're going to get a foul against Chase County.
Of course, if you're tuning in looking for the K-State game, currently being played right now against Oklahoma State, that we are unable to carry it due to our coverage of Emporia High Sports and KU later on this evening.
But hey, you get to hang out with us tonight.
14-13, good... Tang gang up early.
Hey, I was going to say, I think we're a good substitution, but I guess not. Chase County collects a rebound off a missed shot by Stark. And we're going to get a foul called against Emery Spies for a reach-in. And that did not draw much praise from the Osage City side, as they didn't feel that was the right call, but Marshall Tanking disagrees. 3:36 remaining here in the first half. 1-1 opportunity is again Chase County in the bonus. Missing on the front end is Leah Francis. Rebound pulled down easily by Campbell Stark. Now Spies goes left corner to Peyton Pitts. Pitts into the ballgame for the first time, the 5'5 freshman. At the foul line, dribbling in. Layup left side is good for Julia Kitzelman, the 5'9 freshman. Kitzelman with 4 points tonight. Leah Francis handling her way into the front court. Ooh, a little contact made between Hinkson and Kitzelman, but no foul called until Hinkson turned around and gets called for a charge.
Yep, put a little forearm shiver into the pick.
Actually, they're going to say that was on Haddison Hatcher.
Yep.
My apologies. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. It's 33-13. Only 3 points scored here in the second quarter by Chase County. Three-point attempt is good.
Raindrop.
By Julia Kitzelman. Had to think about it. And then Kitzelman back on defense the other way. Has a collision with Avery Beyer, who is trying to lay it in left side. Both players on the floor. And they're going to call the foul on Kitzelman. Actually, they're going to call that on Peyton Pitts. I didn't even think she was back yet. As Avery Beyer misses on the front end of the first of two foul shots.
Chase County 3 out of 7 so far in the contest.
Campbell Stark, Emery Spies, and Julia Kitzelman will all take a seat. As Beyer sets for the second. That one, a little strong, but it falls through. That's Beyer's first points of the ball game. Osage City back on the attack now. 36-14, their lead. At the foul line is Greta Crawford. Crawford gets it up top to Shoemaker, fires the three. It's no good. Crawford gets the rebound, bounce pass, right block, over the top of the defense. Lexi Boss misses. The rebound goes to Chase County. Beyer now hustling down the other side. Nice bounce pass to Hinkson on the right end. It's over the top. No good. Ball saved in bounds by Osage City. Shoemaker making the play there. As Georgia Kitzelman has it. And it gets turned over in the lane on the opposite end. Now Beyer has it in the front court for Chase County. Left wing with it. Trying to get around Georgia Kitzelman. Right corner, Hinkson. And we're going to get a foul. This one's going to go against Osage City in the form of Sadie Shoemaker for a block. I think it's the first time this half I haven't had to correct myself. I'm getting there. A minute 53 remaining here in the first half, and thus far it really has been Osage City's half as they lead at 36-14, and Hinkson misses on the front of the two shot opportunities. Hinkson now setting for her second attempt. Puts it up. Raindrop right through. That's Hinkson's fourth point of the ball game. Pulls her team within 19, 36-15. Lead's been as large as 21. Shoemaker with it for Osage City. Top of the key. Goes left side into the hands of Peyton Pitts. Now to Greta Crawford. Drives in, and they're going to call her for the carry. That will be the 10th turnover for Osage City. And they're going to put the full court pressure back on here. Avery Beyer gets into the front court, goes right wing to Hinkson, who, well, she stepped out of bounds, but after she stepped out, she also kind of just traveled with it. That's just good defensive pressure there by the Lady Indians, Mike.
Yeah, it's something that they've been forcing all game. 14 turnovers now for Chase County in the first half.
Minute 20 remaining in the half. 36-15 the lead for the Lady Indians. Looking to add to it. Shoemaker to Crawford at the foul line. She lobs it left side to Lexi Boss, and we're going to get a push by Chase County. That's going to go against Leah Francis. That will be her third. That is the team's eighth, so one-on-one opportunity for Boss. Boss with 3 points on the night. Puts up the first. Yes, she gets it. Hits the front end of the 1-1 as Francis will likely sit down the remaining minute and 8 seconds of this first half with her three fouls. Back into the lineup for Chase County comes Maya Dorsey. Puts up the second. It's no good. So Boss, 1 of 2 from the foul line. With 60 seconds exactly remaining in the first half, they're going to say Dorsey dribbled it off her own thigh out of bounds. Looked like it was poked out, but they're going to say it hit her.
It's kind of how this game has gone for the Lady Bulldogs.
Under 60 to go. Shoemaker, right corner to Kitzelman. She gets it to Pitts, who has her pocket picked by Hinkson. Hinkson now hands off to Wilson. Wilson going to try and drive into the front court. Gives off to Beyer. Nice spin move by Wilson to distract the defender. Now Beyer has it right wing for Chase County to Wilson. Down low, great passing play, but DeLong can't finish left side, and that will bring Coach Amber Roush to her feet as we get a tie-up for the rebound. Possession arrow going the Lady Indians' way.
I think they actually gave the rebound to Chase County, and then I believe it was Alexis DeLong was on the floor, and they're going to call her for a travel. So another unfortunate break for Chase County. You know, it's crazy. You're looking at their scores that they've given up all season long.
Yeah.
39 points was their previous high for points against.
Wow.
And that was against Council Grove before the Christmas break. So Osage City doing an excellent job of exploiting and getting open looks. And obviously a good big portion of this 22-point lead.
Emery Spies taking her time, making an offensive move here with 7 seconds remaining. She'll start to move. Getting around Beyer, step back, three on the way, bank is closed. And that will do it for the first half. At the end of two quarters, it's 37-15, Osage City over Chase County. Going to be a lot of conversations happening in both locker rooms. Going to be interesting to see how these two teams come out to start the second half. We'll take a quick break, get into the Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show, get you your stats and analysis. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
It's time now for the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongvineAuto.com.
The new year is here, and at Longvine Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today or visit us online at LongvineAuto.com. Find new roads.
At the half, it's 37-15 in our girls' action here tonight from Osage City as the Lady Indians lead the Lady Bulldogs of Chase County. Chase County really down for the first time this season as they historically over this 2022-23 season have kind of been the aggressors, and Osage City's taken it to them that first half. We're going to get into our halftime stats that are brought to you by GR Roofing.